Welcome to another episode of the Millionaires in Training podcast. Exclusive interviews with ordinary people who have achieved extraordinary results while living in a well-designed millionaire lifestyle. Here is your Millionaires, Stacia.
Rich, I'm so excited to have Cassandra on our on the line here. She created the 52-week money challenge. And I had saw the viral posting on Facebook and on Pinterest, and I decided this is a perfect topic to blog about on the Millionaires in Training. And it started the beginning of this year. And basically, if you guys haven't heard about the 52-week savings challenge, it's really simple. It's we have 52 weeks in a year, and every week you save the amount of the week. So first week of January, we saved $1. The second week, $2, and then so on and so on. Well, I got so much traffic, and there was so much buzz on it that it became one of my most popular posts. And there has also, we'll introduce you here in a minute, but there's also a Cassandra's 52-week money challenge group page. But I want to introduce you to her and find out what more the inspiration came from. Thanks for joining me, Cassandra.
Oh, thank you for having me, Stacia. I appreciate it.
So I seen an interview with you on it was in California, and then you were kind of sharing. Can you tell us a little bit about how it got started and what inspired you?
Well, let me be clear first and let you know I didn't create the chart. I just created the challenge, and what happened was I was looking at my Facebook one day, and I said, God, what do you want me to do? What is it that you want me to do for the people this year? And that came across my page. So I just thought it was going to be like a group of 10 or 15 or 20 of my family and friends that said, hey, I'll do the challenge with you. And I said, okay, I'll create a page so we can all be held accountable. I need to make sure that you all make your deposits every week because we can do this. And here we are, 4,000 people late, 4,000 plus people later.
I know. We're here in March. I think when I had started, it was only about 2,000. And it's amazing how it's grown, and we all need that accountability, you know?
Yes. I pride myself on the group and holding people accountable. I don't know if you've ever posted in the group before because of so many of us, but I try to answer every post in the group.
Awesome. So what is your background, and I wanted to get to know you a little bit more and what your day job is.
My day job is a 911 dispatcher. I've been a 911 dispatcher for 23 years, and I work a lot of overtime. We're really short in that industry, and we work a lot, and I had nothing to show for it. So I said, you know, I need something to do to keep me on top, so I have an emergency fund without using my credit card. And the challenge was a perfect way to establish that fund. I'm a mother of two. They're grown, but they still live at home. And so they're involved in the challenge also. So it's a family thing going on.
Awesome. So I know I've seen people in the, gosh, you're just helping tons of people every day, not only in your day job.
It's in my nature. It's what I do. So if you join the page and if you follow the page, you'll see that sometimes we're not even talking about savings. We're just talking about how we can all help each other and network, because a lot of people are hurting right now. A lot of people are out of work. A lot of people aren't able to hold the savings. They have the savings, but they come on the page, and it's all about the accountability, and they say, I dipped into my savings, but I put it back. You know, they're telling on themselves, and they don't have to. So it's a wonderful thing to have somewhere to go with it and not be judged and just, you know, have that support group there.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely, I think a lot of us, even there's a lot of women in the group too, and I know just as a woman that we kind of put that blame on ourselves too, of, you know, doing that to ourselves and being able to get over that and not really, you know, get too hard on ourselves. I think we put a lot of pressure.
Right. We put too much pressure on ourselves. We've taken on the roles, some extra roles that we may or may not have had to, but nevertheless, that's the roles we're in, and then we put ourselves in these positions, and we don't have any way to bail ourselves out. So what I want to teach people is that there is a way out. I don't have a background in finance or anything, but our plan is common sense savings. If we get to the end of the year, or when we get to the end of the year with this plan, then we have something to build on from there. I don't preach investing. I don't preach any of that stuff, because first you have to get the money and know you can do it. Now, at the end of the year, if we want to go from there and talk about investing the money and turning it over and turning around, we'll do that. But right now, let's just focus on getting to the end of the year and having something to fall back on in those times of emergency.
Yes, I love that, because, you know, my site is about, you know, is the Millionaires in Training, but it's not really about becoming a millionaire. It's really about, you know, who you become in the process. And in order to become a millionaire, you'll have to start from, you know, at least having a savings.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not going to be a million, but at least you have, you know, that's the baby steps, right? Being able to put, I mean, and I've told so many people about it, and people are just like, wow, really? It's that easy? You really save that much by the end of the year? Yeah, you do. If, oh my gosh. And that's not counting interest, right? If you
right. Put it absolutely. In that's just the straight dollar amount that you deposit. And we have people who deposit higher. Of course, you have people who have 3 and 4 accounts. That's great. But for the person, my aim is for that one person who's never saved before in their life. It's never been their main objective to save money. They can do it a dollar at a time. And when we get into the middle of the year, I have some plans that I'm going to try and come up with ways that we're going to raise when we get to, you know, for instance, week 26, where you got to come up with $26,000, and then the next week, $27,000. And it's going to get a little harder for people who don't have the income, because we have a lot of people on there who aren't working right now. But as I said in the beginning, it's on the front of the page. We are a Christian-based group, and with God, we can do anything. So we're just praying that we're going to make it to the 52 weeks, and we're going to have that $1,378 at the end.
Awesome. That is great. So what has the group done for you personally so far? We're in the first quarter, and how do you feel that it's been going for you?
I think that the group has helped me out more than they know. They give me a reason to not dip into my savings, because if I'm dipping into my savings and I'm not a hypocrite. I can't tell you not to dip into yours and I'm dipping into mine, which is the reason why we started this challenge in the first, which was the reason why I started in the first place. And they are there. I've got 4,000 people. That's 8,000 eyes looking at me. I've got churches involved who aren't as a whole members of Facebook, but I've got, I know for a fact I've had one church whose pastor had 25 people pledge to do the challenge. So that's $25,000+ at the end of the year so that they can do some things. I can't let them down. So they're holding me accountable. And that's what the group has done for me. It's really given me something to be accountable for and people to be accountable to. And I don't know these people. That's the funny thing about it is I don't know any of these people, but I feel like I really love all of these people because of what they've done for me in 2013 and where we've all come from this far. And we're in week 11 now, so $66. You know, it's only $66 to some people, but to some people, it's all they have. It's $66 that they've saved that they've never saved before. So they're holding me accountable and making me feel like I'm really doing something in the world.
Yes, you are. It's magic. I love it.
And the fact that it's international, I mean, we've got people from all over the world. We've got people from Japan and France and, it's amazing. It's amazing. I tell you, we've got people from Jamaica and, Haiti and just, it's amazing. And I know that that's where they're from because that's where that, you know, that geo thing, it'll, when they post, you can see where they're posting from. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're posting from Okinawa.
Wow.
It's amazing. And one of my, she's one of the close followers, she said that I am in Mademoiselle in France. So she sent the link. So the Cassandra's 52-week money challenge is in Mademoiselle in France. It was in the magazine. I couldn't read
it.
But
that's awesome. Yeah, I think you're going to, I mean, you've already helped so many people and just thinking of it in a different way to make it really easy for people to start saving and having that emergency fund. I know a lot of people I've seen in the group kind of posting what they're going to use the money for or if they, you know, I'd like to actually keep continuing it after the first year and just
right. We're coming up with some ways that we're going to flip it around, maybe back and forth, and or maybe start at the back because it's easier to start at the end and work your way down to the dollar. But, we, you know, if God has with him, the possibilities are endless, so we could do anything with it. But I just want the group to stay together and to just move forward into 2014, whatever we decide to do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Great. Well, thanks for joining me. I think that a lot of people are going to hear this video and this audio in the future, this interview, and be inspired to start it wherever they are in their life. And, I'm so glad that, you know, being putting it out there for you, too, and just being the example, I definitely appreciate you doing this.
Oh, well, I thank you for finding me and asking me to be on the interview and just allowing me to share with your listeners the simplicity of saving. It really is as simple as a dollar a week. And you'll get some. Even if you only save the dollar a week at the end of the year, you still have $52. So, I'm going to say one more thing because this is important to me, so I don't even know how it slipped my mind. It's important that we teach our children how to save. Our children are growing up in a microwave society where you put it in, pop, I want this, let's get that, let's do it. They need to learn how to save because if they don't learn how to save, we're going to be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. It starts there, yes. I definitely wish that our parents, or, you know, and they only know what they knew.
But I
definitely wish it started this young.
Absolutely. I encourage the parents to take their children to the bank or hold their children accountable for putting that money in that jar, that envelope, or whatever it is that they're going to do. They need to physically do it themselves also. Even as young as 2 and 3 years old, they can take a dollar and put it in an envelope or a jar.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So all like you said, your kids are grown, but everyone else and your whole family is doing it, and encouraging and having
My mother calls me and says, "What week are we on?" All the time. What week are we on? I'm like, "Mom, we're a week farther than we were last week." She does it all the time, but it's important to get the whole entire family involved. When everybody's doing it, it makes it that much simpler.
Oh, yes. It will be a very good Christmas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's try no credit cards this Christmas. Let's do everything with cash.
I know. That would feel, it just feels, it would feel so good. And I think that's the important part too in the group is, you know, to encourage people, how are you going to feel? What do you want to feel when you have this amount of money in the bank at the end of the year? You know,
right.
And being able to hold on to that feeling throughout the year.
Right. And I'm not discouraging anybody from doing whatever they want to do with their money. But if you spend it, you have to start from zero. When we don't have to start from zero, those of us who don't have to spend it. That's all I'm saying. You can spend it on whatever you want. But if you don't spend it, that's just, you know, it's just that big of, more of a cushion that you have to start off with for next year.
Yes. Yes. Building on top of that. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me. Thanks again. Thanks. Is there anything else you want to share with before we let you go?
No, just make sure you like us on Facebook, and you can follow New Miss Cass on Twitter. And if you go to the page, it's Cassandra's 52-Week Money Challenge. I'm sorry, the page is Cassandra's 52-Week Savings Challenge, and the group is Cassandra's 52-Week Money Challenge.
And what's your Twitter handle?
New Miss Cass, NEWMSKASS.
Awesome. I'm going to start following you on Twitter, too.
Yes.
Thank you so much. It's been so enjoyable to follow you on Facebook and being in the group. I'll definitely start posting in there more often. And thanks for having you on my call and interviewing me so quickly. I know you were having some back problems the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed speaking with you. And good luck, everybody, on your challenge.
Thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for joining The Millionaires. If you enjoyed this podcast, subscribe at themillionairesintraining.com.